Welcome to the Gamer Ward. This is episode 33. And I'm joined here by Ruckus and Rolo. Say hello, Ruckus, and hello, Rolo.
Hello, Rolo.
Hello, Rolo.
And Ruckus, don't forget about him.
Hello, Ruckus and Rolo, sorry.
Yeah, bingo. You're able to follow instructions. Ruckus is not. But he's my uncle, so it is what it is. And we have looked at the data, and what we found did not surprise us. There, just to get right into it, I guess, if we want to do that, the game developers are facing some crap, and it started with Gollum TV, and now it's hitting the AAA games as far as being over budget and under delivering, and being like a 3 to 5 year development, and that it costs them, like in your article, Rolo, wasn't it like $15,000 a day per developer?
I don't know if that was, if that's the average, or if that's just The Last of Us 2.
Yeah, well, you can't be the first of us and, you know, demand compensation. But yeah, the TLDR, the game developers are saying, yeah, we're actually working at a pay cut because we're interested in gaming and the work. However, it's like massive projects. And The Last Among Us was like, what was it, $220 million budget.
And it was all that for a game that was just lesbian propaganda. It was a game that everybody hated. People liked the first one, but everybody hated the second one.
Yeah. So
that tranny, that them trannies and their surgeries cost a lot of money, you know.
Yeah.
Remember, this is a game where the creepy Jewish producer put himself in the game banging the tranny character. That's where all the money went.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. And did The Last of Us 2 come out already?
Oh, yeah, it's been out. It was awful.
This game was like universally hated. There were so many memes about how bad it was. The main character was angry Jewish lesbian. The character that people liked from the first one, Joel, died, and he died like a bitch. Like everything about it, it was just a middle finger to people that liked the first one. Like it really felt like this was a game made by a Jew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did they? How did their sales do? Good or bad?
I'd have to believe that the sales were probably good because the game was really anticipated at the time.
Mm-hmm. That's what you get when you pre-order a game where you don't know the contents of their character. Then you have to move out of the neighborhood, as Martin Luther King would say.
I'm looking up the sales, so keep going.
Yeah. I thought I'd get a chuckle there, but it's all right.
Yeah,
sometimes jokes are too highbrow. That's where
I was surprised.
My niche.
Yeah, but what I was surprised by in this article was it said that game, Forspoken, cost $100 million to make, and I'll be honest, that surprises me just because it's. I mean, Forspoken was, I mean, literally nobody liked it. Nobody at all. Just beyond even just the really boring, crappy story, like the gameplay looked cool and then just was very bland and did not deliver at all. So for that to have cost $100 million, when we have seen, like, you know, indie games and whatever come out with games that, while not as great graphically, play significantly better for significantly less money. And it says in the article here, a lot of these people who are working on these games, if they were to take similar jobs in different tech fields, they would be making possibly even, much, much more, possibly even double. So,
yeah,
You know, they're going to be making a lot more money.
That they're like ambitious about it. Like software engineers who go into game development, they have to know, and they a lot of times they do know that they're taking a big pay cut to do so, because everyone wants to create the video game of their dreams. Because most software engineers, I assume, are gamers and checkmate.
Mm-hmm. The Last of Us 2 sold 10 million copies.
Okay. Wow. So say 10 million at 60. What is that? That's like not a lot.
No, that's a lot. 10 million copies for a game. That's a lot.
Yes. But, you know, times 60 G's, that's like
600 million.
Yeah. So it's only like 2 or 3x, and I'd expect it to be a lot more is what I mean.
Yeah, they spent way too much money on it, and it looks like the only games that sold more than it that year were Spider-Man and God of War, which are both good games.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And here's the shot is that hell hath not no scorn like a gamer scorned. Isn't that the expression?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's like, for me, Blizzard is done, you know. I don't know who made Last of Us. I never played Last Among Us.
Naughty Dog.
Yeah, Naughty Dog. They're a naughty
Which was a good... Well, yeah, well, they were a good studio. They put out a bunch of good stuff. Jack and Daxter, the Uncharted... But then this Jew just got to make this piece of crap. Well, and the first one's even good. It's just this game is it's the video game equivalent of a bunch of gay cowboys eating pudding.
Yeah, that's not going to fly. Sorry, my cat was rustling with something. But yeah, and that's the thing is, let's say that everything was right with the game. As far as game mechanics, gameplay, all of those things that the software engineers spend a lot of time on, which is something that, you know, we'll talk about a bit later, are not correct all the time. When the story is a steaming pile of garbage, then it all collapses. It doesn't matter how good it looks. It doesn't matter how, like, when you click a button, it does what it's supposed to do. It's just, it's over. Like, if I'm not in the story and I like the story, then it's just over.
Speaking of which, I'm trying to look up these Game Developer Choice Awards, because apparently Last of Us 2 won their award for best narrative, beating out like Ghost of Tsushima and stuff like that. So I'm trying to see how goblin-esque the company is.
Well, yeah, when they win like Story of the Year award, it's like the Oscars, where I'm a trans black lesbian living in white Oklahoma, struggling with my identity, and that wins over like a classic European
The Dark tale. Knight.
Yeah, it's like, it's just bullshit. Like
these games... like the movie that beat The Dark Knight in 2008 was Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh man. Wow. I thought I was being hyperbolic, but it's and frankly it's the truth.
Yeah, no, it is. Like there's a year the movie one, it was called Moonlight. It was just about like gay blacks that do drugs. Like that was it.
Oh my god. Oh, and thank the funny god thing I've never is watched any of those films. Yeah, I need to get more culture, right?
I only know that because at the Oscars they said that like best the award for best picture goes to, and they grabbed the wrong envelope, so they said the wrong movie. So all the people that made some other, a different kind of gay movie, they all came out to the stage, like ready to thank all the like demons, and then so I was like no, sorry, it's Moonlight, which is a mm-hmm. movie about gay blacks that do drugs.
Yeah. Like Ford versus Ferrari style, if you guys have seen that film, where the guy who crossed the thing first then got wrecked by Ford, which said that because we started behind him in the lineup, we ought to have actually won, you know. They wanted to do the three forwards tying for the finish. That's the spoiler alert for the Ford versus Ferrari film.
Yeah, I never saw it. I heard it's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun little film if you like fast cars and
you know I like they go like vroom.
Yeah, they go vroom for sure. And we ought to interject Magnus's post here where he read the Reddit AMA, you know, because that's a pretty fun one. And it talks about like why are a lot of these games coming out buggy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the cope is that the big companies are saying it's got to come out now, you know. But like one of the insiders is saying that people are twiddling their thumbs because of these 3 to 5 year development cycles, and then they're trying to get their act together and get things together in the last year. And then the development company says, now you gotta do it. You know, it's getting released with or without you.
That is actually what I heard happened with Metal Gear Solid 5. I heard that like they were doing this whole like, well, there's a lot going on. The game takes it's gonna take a long time. But I heard that Kojima was just messing around because everyone took his side because people like their friends. They don't like the big mean companies, but he was just dicking around and put other people in charge. And they're like, I don't know what to do here. So just the last year they said, this game comes out this year, no matter what.
Yeah.
So they just rushed it, cut a bunch of content and just said, yep, that'll be it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, boo Konami. But at the same time, Konami does have investors and they have a, you know, there's a market quota, and these developers, they don't care about any of that. You know, they get paid regardless. So everyone's taken the side of their boy and they feel they're, well, I want the game to be done. Like, well, this guy's not working on the game. So yeah. Sucks to be you guys. You like the game? Well, here's the guy who's making it. He's not making the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's unfortunate when people, you know, quote unquote, you know, they start getting, you know, I don't want to say too big, but when they start having bigger aspirations and start ignoring what they were actually doing in the first place, you know.
Yeah, well, what I think can be an issue is when the deadline is 5 years away. It's like, you know, you're just thinking about working out, right? But you got to get fit in 5 years. You're going to do some push-ups today? Hell no. I can do it tomorrow. And it's like a marshmallow test. It's a time preference test. You know, and you're a high time preference guy. You'd rather get the artwork correct today than fix the fundamental game mechanics of a, like, engine that has to run on the CPU and the GPU and render the frames where they need to be and stuff like that. Like working on that kind of nitty gritty stuff is not a priority. It's like, oh, we want to develop the story. We want to develop the graphics, have a beautiful picture of Andario as she speaks to Gollum, you know, and stuff like that. And then it's at the end of the day, it's a bad project manager. That is not setting deadlines like, hey, the game engine needs to be created first where it's like perfect and flawless. And give me like just a basic map where you can demonstrate that. And then we'll make more complicated maps and the story and stuff like that. Instead, it's the inverse is kind of what I'm hearing from Magnus's thing and other things. You know, it's like it's easy to have a good idea and storyboard that for 3-4 years, and then in the final year, like all hands on deck, right? I'll walk it back, all hands on deck for that final year to make it viable, but it just doesn't happen. And we've seen it time and time again with these AAA people, and it's not good. And Rollo, don't you have some personal stories from your time in the video game industry that you can tell us about?
Well, I had a buddy. He was an artist. He worked on the game The Outer Worlds. What his name is not important, but he was routinely frustrated by the working conditions that he was under. So essentially, he worked for a bunch of homos, and they were literal homosexuals, and they would hire this team leader would hire other homos and give preferential treatment to homos. And that was the hiring practice. And his homo boss one day put his hands on him, and he said, I'm not like that. And then he never got a good job ever again. And once the development of the game was finished, he quit the company because he was so uncomfortable working for a team full of homosexuals, because they hired one gay guy, because one gay guy was hired. It ruined the entire work environment. And I never played The Outer Worlds. I know some people liked it, but
it was okay.
I don't know. I don't care.
I can check. I bought it because I was recommended it, and I can check right now. And, that's nuts, though. Like, because one homo guy was at the top, checkmate.
Yeah. Wasn't that basically what happened with The Sopranos?
No, there was just a homo guy on The Sopranos.
Wasn't it basically, I might be thinking about something else, wasn't it basically the big problem that happened at the end was because he wouldn't get rid of or kill the homo? That's why people turned on him?
Yeah, Vito. I mean, yeah, that was one of the big problems, is that he was like, he's my best earner. You know, that was always the thing. It was money over morals and stuff like that, which led to a lot of Tony's issues, you know?
Yeah. You see, just like obviously with, you know, the fictional mafia, okay, just like in gaming, you can't have these faggots in any position whatsoever. This ruins everything. I mean, the Outer Worlds position, was decent. Yeah. I mean, get on with it. The Outer Worlds was decent, but the reason people were so hyped for it, myself included, was because Obsidian is the company that made Fallout New Vegas. And New Vegas is a great damn game. You know, it's got a lot of narrative, a lot of stuff you can do in it. Really, I mean, people will get... I have known people ready to get into fist fights over whether or not Fallout 3 or Fallout New Vegas is the best Fallout game, you know, and I would argue New Vegas so far is the best Fallout game, but yeah, that's how good and iconic that was, that when somebody knew that the same development company that made that game was making a new one, and they did do a lot of good work with it. Like, for instance, in that game, you can literally just be a psychopath and shoot every single person you meet. Just kill everybody from the start. No, essential characters that can't be killed because of plot reasons. So you can just kill everybody, and there's like some note or something in there to allow you to continue going forward with the story. So it does give you the freedom to do this kind of stuff that you might want to do. You can betray people, work with people, work with both sides of people, bring peace between things. I've literally seen where people do things in like combinations even I didn't expect, like in the first area where you can choose to side with one group of people over another, but then ultimately get the other people to be happy as well, you know, and completely remove all the conflict. And if you do that, then you may get a mission later if you decide to be especially evil, where you go back and kill the people you helped.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of that in there. Your companions in the game, they actually care about what you do and will react to it to the point that it's not just like a, are you this level of good or evil on your morality scale or whatever. They actually care about the things you do, especially in their presence. Like, they will react to you killing people, you know, and I mean, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. It wasn't their best work, but it was still pretty good. But, as Rollo said, apparently it could have been a lot better if it didn't have a bunch of faggots fucking it up.
Well, they put one homo in. I'm sure the company said, you know, diversity is our strength and all that, blah, blah. And this guy, instead of hiring good developers and good workers, he was hiring other homos, probably, you know, getting a, playing a little low five with them here and there, and probably sexually harassing every dude that worked there. So it was probably a pretty hostile work environment. And who knows what would have happened had they hired a straight guy instead.
Yeah. And that's what makes it so nuts, you know, is that there is all this potential for good video games. And let's say that 90% of the people are on board. There's the ones creating the assets and the story. And in this software development, I'm sure that it's kind of like an island, you know, each thing. It's like you're creating the physics engine that dictates when I press W, what happens, you know? And when I reach for this, what happens? What does it look like? And stuff like that. And then these artists come in and these storyboarding guys, and they get to remix it. So you can have, you. My point is, you can be 99% without sin, and then you get the guys, the wrong kind of guys, and now it's checkmate.
Yeah, it's the old adage, you know, one bad apple spoils the bunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is slowly starting to happen in video games, because video games used to be about, well, you know, let's make a game, it'll be good, blah, blah, blah. And then now it's like, let's make some more Jewish propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be gay. You know, it's just like ruin everything for everyone.
Well, they knew it, you know, they knew it. Like we've talked about, like, Subversion and video games and stuff like that. Subversion and movies and video games are a bigger market. Why wouldn't they try to subvert it? You know what I mean? And it's like, now you got your favorite macho man from Not Always Sunny, but Parks and Rec, kissing another guy.
Not Why just kissing you... him. He's not just kissing him.
I've never seen it, so you tell me.
They're doing more than kissing.
Oh, my. Yeah. And Offerman, he said that, you know, people's reaction to this kind of content is exactly why we needed to add it. And it's like, that is why I tell people in my personal life that all of these guys are faggots. You know, like, every actor that you can mention is a faggot. You know what I mean? They're all morally deficient and psychologically stupid. You know what I mean? Like, even, you know, Matthew McConaughey. Is Matthew kind of gay in his, like...
Matthew, my God, I'm gay?
You went. Yes, perfect. Matthew, my God, I'm gay. Like, he was pushing for gun control and stuff like that. And he called it gun safety.
In Texas, not just gun control. Specifically in Texas.
Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so deplorable, in the sense that, like, he can be bought and paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of those people are bought and paid for. It's not they can, they are. Because none of those people believe that. It's like, you know, Michael Imperioli saying, like, I hope no homophobes watch The Sopranos. That guy doesn't believe that. That guy goes to parties and goes, okay, oh, someone's around. I love gay black men. Don't you just love gay black men? Okay, the boss is gone. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I had to say that. That's what all those people's lives are. Like Nick Offerman saying, the fact that it pissed everyone off is why we needed to do it. Like that's the mask slip. Like you need to be upset because we have nothing but contempt for you. Because see, you're a normal person and you need to accept a bunch of garbage that you hate. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was having the gay sex. That's what he was doing on that show. It's a show that no one really likes, by the way.
Which show?
Surprise you? The Last of Us. Because it's developed by the Jew that that made the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen people I haven't watched it. I've seen people respond to it where the idea is, okay, let's make a communist commune with a bunch of women and niggers, and somehow that's totally going to stand up against a weird zombie virus and other bullshit. And no, it's utterly fucking ridiculous. Nobody liked that. I think it got almost as bad of a response as "Oh, lol, them rangs."
I think people hated The Last of Us more, and less people watched Oh Lord Them Rings. I think people weren't really like the people that watched it were like, it's as bad as you think.
Yeah.
But people really weren't watching it. Feet Poser Pro. That looks like a good game. I'm excited to play that.
Yeah, I just sent that there. Haley 3D Foot Poser Pro. It teaches you how to show your feet. I assume like for optimum gamer girl retention, you know what I mean? And really? I have another like funny video that I can send you guys where a friend of mine was caught by a gamer girl, you know? And yeah, his kid was, saying that, it was just the funniest thing. And I don't know if we can embed it, the vocals or something like that, but, this e-girl was, mouth open. She's like, what? I loaded into a COD lobby and there's automatically racial slurs? What? Yeah, we don't like niggers. What about you? Do you like niggers? And and then one of them gets there's a little child's squeaking in the distance, and she's like, oh my god, this guy's procreated, you know. And then he's like hey, say white power, you know, and she's like, white power, you know, into the microphone, and it's just the funniest thing. She's like mouth agape, you know, and it says it several times, and it's just so funny. It's like the shock and awe of this gamer girl hearing these people saying these kinds of things. It's just so funny because this is our life now, you know? And our people are having white children and are being trained in, the truth. And some of those guys are gamers. A lot of them are. And that's why they call it the gamer word. That's why we call ourselves the gamer word. It's
why
online. Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Oh, whoa, man.
Dude, mind blown.
What'd you think it was? It was just,
I don't know. I thought it was the bird is the word, everybody's heard about the, but gaming.
Yeah. No, it's the word on gamers, and that's the hot stuff, you know.
And we say it.
Do you like
they start singing
my new ringtone?
They start singing the song that they sung in American History X, and like three people completed the chorus.
Seth, the one that Seth was singing?
Yeah. My eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo.
Yeah, that's
we drowned ourselves in, you know, and then she bleeped it, you know, like a fag. She's like, we drowned ourselves in blood, and all the mongrels too. We're taking down the Zog machine. by the white man marches on. And it's just so funny to see it there in the wild, you know. He'd come out under the ire of this hopeless gamer girl who's just stupid, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's hilarious. She's obviously never been to COD Lobby before. That surprised her.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's there. I've learned things in COD lobbies from kids half my age back in the day.
Yeah, like
that's how you got red pilled.
Yes. Yeah, actually.
No, it's a big help. People are like, hey, you heard of the Kyrgyz plan, you know? And it's like, no, tell me about it, brother.
Kyrgyz.
No, but that's how I got red-pilled. I was there. I was telling people, hey, maybe we should chill out, guys. And some squeaky little kids told me I sound like a faggot. I need to go get a wife and make white babies. And sure enough, here I am.
There you go. Hook, line, and sinker, folks.
What is shovelware?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
Are you still looking at the foot thing?
No, I'm looking at something else.
Okay. I just had to check, you know.
Yeah,
Rose,
yeah, no, I get it.
Doesn't need feet pictures anymore. It comes with +10 charismatic boost. I've become more sexually active. Cons, none. What? That's nuts. And it's just like somebody used like Blender or something, and they had a 3D foot, you know, and they show different positions of like how to show your feet or something. This
will be really great for the Dark Souls fandom.
Yeah, this is something only for gamer girls, you know, but oofta. Yeah. We've entered the dark part of gaming, I think.
Is this game considered shovelware? I seriously have no idea what shovelware is.
Shovelware is like where you have a bunch of various software assets and stuff crammed together.
Because when I hear shovelware, I think of like Shovel Knight.
Yeah, no. It's where like the idea is like you shoveled a bunch of crap together. Like technically Gary's Mod could be considered shovelware because it's just a bunch of assets that people can use to make games and do stuff. And you can always like download more assets and stuff to, you know, put it into those game modes. This honestly looks like, this looks like somebody picked a thing out of a bunch of shovelware. Because theoretically, if you had the feet, you'd have the rest of the model too. Oh, geez. Did you see the picture that you, I made the joke. But literally, popular user-defined tags for this product, Souls-like.
Wow.
I see it.
Let me explain what the joke with that is. That in all these Souls games, usually the little, the female character that you go to get your levels, give the souls to and all that, a lot of times she has bare feet, you know, or any sort of waifu character usually has bare feet. And the joke has always been that people have joked that Hidetaka Miyazaki, he loves feet. And therefore, like, the Souls fandom is a bunch of foot fetishes freaks. You know, and people joked, like, that's why Dark Souls 2 was the worst, is because the Emerald Herald was wearing shoes.
Yeah.
You know, just it's a joke among, like, the fandom and the community and all that. It's hilarious to see that somebody already got to it to start tagging this kind of shit with it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't listened to it yet. I'm just looking at this stupid gamer girl's fucking face as she's trying to play this game.
No, her mouth is agape as if she's awaiting some kind of trophy that only a man can provide, you know? And it's like, What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good look.
No, this shit's hilarious.
Yeah, but to kind of conclude the, you know, the gamer, not word, but the gamer situation is the fact that these AAA game guys, they don't know the shot anymore, and they've neglected their audience.
Well, hold on. They know the shot. They don't care.
Yes. Right. They don't care about... kike me, like me, don't you black or white me. They don't really care about us. Isn't that the Michael Jackson song before he remixed it to make it friendly for the Jews?
Yes.
Kick me, kike me, don't you black or white me. They don't really care about us.
Screw me, Jew me. Sock it to me.
Yeah.
That sounds like it. Yeah.
This man knows his music. He knows what I'm talking about.
I know it's screw me, Jew me. I can't remember what he says after the end of that line, though.
Screw me, Jew me, kick me, kike me, don't you black or white me, you know? And he's like, no, it's just to show that, like, I know that the Jews have been, you know, marginalized, and I'm marginalized also. They tried to turn me into butter just the other day. And they're like, no, wrong, sir, wrong. You mentioned the people of cremation. How dare you?
Whenever me and Gordon finally get together to make a TTRPG, we're going to have them be what are those? Oh, those are the people of cremation.
Yeah. The cream nation.
I have a D&D story. A friend of mine, he went to high school with this girl. We'll call her, for the sake of argument, we'll call her Patty. I'm not going to say her actual name, just in case. She was a really, really disgusting Jew. Just like picture.
Just like me and you?
No, surprisingly worse than us.
Oh, I think I know the girl you're talking about. My gosh.
Yeah, so it just the most disgusting, like, hook nose. She looks like Meg Mucklebones from the movie Legend. And so in a D&D campaign, they had a creature called the Patty Troll. So if the Patty Troll was nearby, your nose would start growing, and you'd have to pick up all the copper in the area to get it to stop growing.
What?
Yeah, it was a really, really good campaign.
Rolo, do you see the parallels there, though? Like, back in the old South, a patty roller was those who allegedly picked up blacks who were trying to flee, and the only way they could gain redemption was to pick up enough cotton. And instead of that, it's picking up enough shekels of silver. That's some pretty funny. Like,
copper, shekels of copper.
Yes. That's so funny. Yes. Oh man. I want to host that game, bro.
Yeah, ever since then I vowed to make all of my games as silly as that. Always.
Yeah.
I had a game where one of the inserts was Mr. Pickle, and he was a troll. But they misinterpreted it, and they thought that he was evil, so they killed him, but he was there to help them. It's like, you all lose 500 XP. That was a huge mistake. Like, oh, well, he was charging us to cross the bridge. It's like, that's a troll, too.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, no, those... That kind of stuff in games is always funny. Like, anytime I'm playing, like, there's always somebody playing Barbarian. I kick the door. And, you know, smarter DMs always got something like, okay, you kick it. The door was mimicking to eat your foot or something like that, you know. Or there's a trap behind it. You get shot in the face with, like, 15 arrows. So, usually I have, you know, whatever character I'm playing go up, like, come here, let me explain to you how doors work. You know, and, of course, you know, nope, nope, I'm going to kick the door. I'm going to kick the door. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was really funny. Whoa. Was the other day I saw where we had a bunch of literally I was just in a store one day and I'm going ahead and somebody, you know, I'm playing with looks over like, what the, and I look over and I'm like, yeah. Cause like literally a group of like five big old, like freshman gym bodybuilders just come in and start shopping, you know, and that, and for a lot of these, you know, these absolute nerds, that was like eye opening them. Like, what's going on? What's going on? Oh my God. Like, what's going on? Like, no, no, no. We play too. Yeah. It is actually quite jarring to something like that, to realize that, yeah, no, actual like people who work out and have kids and families and stuff like that do play these games.
Are you sure?
Sounds like it was invented by a writer.
Is this story based?
Not this
time. It's based on reality.
Not a chance.
Bobby, what do we got next? We had a
little you were saying that you had some game that you wanted to talk about.
Well, you wanted to talk about a thing, and I had a thing to talk about that.
Can you refresh my memories?
Well, I misunderstood what you wanted to talk about. I read it because you said releases. I read it as re-releases.
Oh, well, there you go. Re-releases. Let's go.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of re-releases these days. And I think that's because that's all people really get excited for. Because the new stuff is about a bunch of gay cowboys eating pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And as funny as that sounds to as a premise for a game, no one wants to play that. People are constantly disappointed by like every AAA title. So people 100%. Are like, oh, wow, they're re-releasing this game, this LucasArts game from 1993. Oh, upgrade of Grim Fandango. Oh, look, Ghoul Patrol. Oh, it's back. Wow. Manic Mansion. Meanwhile, they spent like $1 billion in 1 month just on whatever AAA titles are coming out. Like, nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody cares. Like, the main character is a black woman. Did the most recent Gears of War come out?
Because
I remember they showed the trailer for it. Instead of Marcus Fenix, the juggernaut looking guy, it's like a Mexican lesbian.
Ooh, oofta. Yeah.
And everyone was clowning on it. It's not like people that watch movies that are like, well, let's give it a chance. Maybe they're a good actor. Like, no, I'm not watching this crap.
Yeah.
Or I'm not playing this crap. Yeah. It's,
and as a guy who's a fan of like,
as a Fanook, GTA, is that what you were going to say? Is that what you were going to say?
What?
Is that what you were going to say? As a what?
Fanook?
Is that a Freudian slip there? Is that what you were going to say?
No, I said as a fan of GTA.
I'll take your word for it this time.
Yeah, as a fan of GTA, I'm very curious about what they do.
But you're curious?
With number six. Curious.
Oh, I absolutely believe those rumors are real.
Yeah. It's I'm not like buy curious, like I'm not curious enough to buy it, you know, but I'm wondering how they're gonna fuck it up. And I've already seen this spicy Latina with the big booty prancing around Gotham City, and I'm not impressed. And I know that they're gonna find a way to like wreck it, is kind of what the gist I'm getting from the dark web leaks.
Well, this is what I'm actually thinking on this. I think those leaks were early. I don't believe things just leak anymore. I believe things are deliberately leaked to build hype. Yeah. For example, there was a show that I was on. It's called The Final Storm. I don't think anyone, I think it's like three listens per episode. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Shout out Final Storm. Is that on Netflix or what?
No, it's on Newsmax.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's on. Yeah. So check out Newsmax. And while on that, we were talking about all the leaks that surrounded Doctor Strange 2. So that movie had a bunch of leaks, like the month before it came out, about all these things that were supposedly in it. And when it came out, it was such a watered down version. Like they said, like, this character was going to be in it, and this one, and this actor, and this, and it was going to be this crazy thing. And it's everything that everyone wanted from the premise, but it was just, it was one scene with Jim from The Office, and then, and he got murdered in a really untasteful or a distasteful death.
Yeah.
And I think they put that out, the leaks out there, to build hype, because they had been hyping it up and people had expectations, and the reality would have let everybody down. So I believe Disney put those leaks out there, and I believe Rockstar put those leaks out there just to kind of test the waters. Like, oh gosh, we're going to spend like $150 million on this game. And we need to know that this isn't the worst mistake of our career. And it was universal hatred. It was like, either is this a joke, or yep, Rockstar sold out too. We got nothing left, boys. Pack it up.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think it's possible. Well, to finish my point, I think it's possible that Rockstar put it out there so it could be early enough that if that is a total disaster, that they could salvage that.
Sure. Yeah. The only people that I saw react positively to those quote unquote leaks, which you think are doctored, and I have no reason to argue with you about that. You know what I mean? There's no publicity like bad publicity. You know the expression, right? The only people that I saw react positively to those leaks were like black guys who were like, oh shit, she thick. You know what I mean?
Bob Chipman.
Who?
Bob Chipman. Do you remember that guy? Movie Blob?
Oh, I don't know.
So Bob Chipman is like one of the original like soy boy beta cucks gamers of YouTube. Have we talked about Jim Sterling here before?
Not to my knowledge, but I don't really know who that
is. That sounds familiar to me.
Jim Sterling, he was like a really gay video game critic, and now he's a tranny, and it's like really embarrassing. And Bob Chipman is like a similar, like, he was a big defender of Anita Sarkeesian, and he looks terrible. He's just like this short, disgusting old fat guy, and he is just like a diehard turbo feminist. Like he'll never get laid. And if he does, it's because he's raped some woman who's unfortunately alone with him. And he's the kind of guy that I would believe, like, wow, finally a Grand Theft Auto that I can enjoy, because I'm tired of these toxic males and their power fantasies that just enables rape culture and systemic oppression of females.
Yeah. And that's funny, because the guy who played Trevor in GTA 5 actually went on to have like movie roles. I don't know what the exact timeline, but like his career got a jump because he had a unique voice and a toxic male personality.
Trevor is the only memorable character.
Yes.
In Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Everybody loves Trevor.
Yeah, and he was in Breaking Bad.
I've only played 3 and Vice City, and I know Trevor.
Oh.
Like, that's shooty. How famous Trevor is.
Yeah. And yeah, he was in 5, and he was like the classical redneck archetype who, you know, was a little loose at the gums and got shit done in his big rig truck, you know. And he was just so memorable. And they based the character model off of him. And they've even created some like live action stuff with him as the character to promote it or God knows what. But he's been in Breaking Bad. I think also The Walking Dead. Check my meth on that. But he made it big because of that role. And he was the only guy that you were vouching for. And I said vouching for because he's a big pillar. Yeah. Of the gaming community. I just want to make sure that sometimes you say something and it's unheard. But
Movie Blob is basically the gaming version of Vouch.
Yeah. Well, yikes. You know, and this is who represents us now. It's him and Destiny and Vouch competing for first place as far as like the gamer boys online. Except for us, of course. Us three wolves are, you know, the front runners, and they take fourth, fifth, and sixth place.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised you have not heard of a Movie Blob. Like he was super famous. Yeah, and he just look him up, Bob Chipman. Just look up pictures of him. He's one of the most sad, pathetic people you'll ever see in your life. It's really funny.
I'm looking him up right now.
Yeah, this dude was famous. Like I've been on the internet for decades, so all this stuff, it's just funny when people don't know like this old internet stuff.
Yeah, he has like a Boogie 1488 kind of face, you know what I mean? Where I won't this click on the video.
Sad fat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just a fat loser, and he's just like a soy boy beta cuck, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm looking at him now. It looks terrible. Why is there not a Wikipedia article about him?
Because he's a giant loser. You can't just like have a Wikipedia article if you're a loser. Like all cool people get Wikipedia articles. loser, like we have a Wikipedia article. Yeah, Movie Bob. He was really popular when like that Atheism Plus stuff. Like that whole era was, it was just kind of growing in the internet, and just these new male beta losers were gaining some steam. But what happened was when they got popular, people saw them and they just said, heck no. Like I am not going to allow this to run rampant in my world. And everyone just started dunking on them because they are disgusting. They are dysgenic mutants. They're losers. Yeah, it's just a voice of the past for me. And he lost relevance because nobody liked these. I'm saying it over and over because that's all you can call him. Soy boy beta cuck. He was popular because he was pushed by the powers that be, if you would. And nobody else liked it. Like regular people are like, this is like gay. I don't care about any of this. And that's the story of Movie Blob. Fat loser.
Yep.
Yeah. He tried to stay relevant during Gamergate. Like, I'm a warrior for women's rights. Get out of here, you freaking loser.
Yeah. He was just a loser. He didn't get like caught up messing with kids or nothing like that.
No, well, he didn't get caught. Yeah, he's just a loser.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks like a rapist.
He does look like somebody I would suspect of some inappropriate actions, to be sure.
Yeah, I mean, no man with dignity should ever look like that. It's actually quite pathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is terrible.
Yeah. Pretty brutal stuff.
Yeah, but I am looking forward to a lot of re-releases.
After having said all that.
Well, what I was saying was The new stuff doesn't look appealing, and that's why people look forward to the re-releases. Because the new stuff is all gay, but the re-releases, it's like, okay, remember that game from 20, 30 years ago? Like, I'd rather play that than the new stuff.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought you said that the re-releases were also gay, but what you're talking about is really
the ones I was naming were ones I thought were gay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a crap about Grim Fandango. I know some people like that, but I really don't.
No! I grew up on that game, but I'll play it if it's remastered and not like remixed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But still, you know, it's an iffy kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're trying to fagify everything up. Like, I sent this to you guys. When Dead or Alive 6 was first shown on Evo, they had these two. Japanese
girls.
Yep, and shaking their tits, smacking their ass, you know, and they're the kind of models that are supposed to do that for Dead or Alive, and apparently there was supposedly... yeah, but there was supposedly there was some sort of sexual content, allegedly, like, during the stream, some a male and female character in a sexual position, which I doubt, more likely than not, they're in some sort of wrestling move. But because they're, you know, pretty and they got jiggle physics, like, oh god, we gotta shut it down, we gotta shut it down, you know. And of course, every single fucking time, the guy, what's his name, Joey Quaylar, whatever the fuck that is, when he tweeted, his tweet's been deleted now, by the way, that the DOA ad that aired on our stream does not reflect the core values of Evo or the FGC. We ended the stream temporarily to protect the integrity of our brand. We sincerely apologize to our fans. Yes, the ad with hot chicks shaking their titties around is against your values. Well, what are Joey's values? Apparently touching kids.
Oh, because, really?
Yep, that he...
That's all of them, dude. That's what's happened to gaming, is these freaks took over. And we lost hot chicks and tits. Like, I was playing Dead by Daylight recently, and I was like, for all the costumes in this game, how are there no bikini costumes? Like, and I wouldn't even give a shit if I had to see, like, dudes in, like, banana hammocks, because that would at least be funny to me.
Oh, really? No. This is a late development.
Yeah, which is surprising, because there is the Friday the 13th game that's very, you know, basically it's a Jason, you know, Dead by Daylight ripoff.
I have played it, yes.
All right.
Yeah, well, and they got bikini outfits in that.
Yes, and like, they have the dude in the banana hammock, and it's funny.
Yes.
Immortal Kombat 9. All the everyone's proportions are exaggerated, men and women. And then Mortal Kombat X, all the women are flat. They have no ass, but all the dudes are still like bulging, rippling, muscly. Like, and it's because of these, freaks that are like, this is disrespectful to women. And then they're just fondling children. Like, everyone says, how come all these dudes are always like diddlers?
Like, can I give you a prediction though for the future, guys? The body positivity movement is going to come to men, where you cannot portray unreasonably ripped whippersnappers in video games anymore.
I disagree. You want to know why I disagree?
Tell me.
Because they still appeal to homos.
Oh, he got you there, huh? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think we'll get to the point where there will be like you'll have a regular game, like, where all the women will look like that Fable chick, and the dudes will have like 13-inch wieners, like flopping around.
Yeah,
like that's. I think it's more likely we'll get to that than
they'll still have 16 count abs and be fully ripped and nurtured to appeal to the sexuality of the homosexuals making the games. Is the long story short of what you're saying?
Yes. Remember, this dude in the outer world. You think they don't want to see rippling dudes with like big wieners? No, no, no. That's exactly what they want. In fact, that's all they want. Mm-hmm. And because gays are gross and weird, they don't get that. So they have to put it in their video games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's nuts.
Yep. And as we've said before, it's not enough that it is available for them in games. They demand that you be subjected to it as well.
Do you remember Dead or Alive Extreme 3?
I remember it, yes.
Bobby, do you know what this is? Do you know Dead or Alive Extreme?
Dead or Alive, I've played one of the games, but I don't know enough.
Okay, Ruckus, you know what Dead or Alive Extreme is?
Wasn't that the one with the where they're on the island and it's all the beach stuff?
Yes. So Dead or Alive Extreme is basically like waifu simulator where they like play volleyball and like it's like the end credits of the man show.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And Dead or Alive Extreme 3, 2013, 2014, I don't remember when it came out, but feminists on the internet complained so much that the game was insensitive towards women and blah, 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 that they just didn't release it in the US. Because that's what Dead or Alive is known for. It's for known for bouncy boobies. They literally have a thing in it called boob physics.
Yeah, I remember back when it first came out, back when I was like, Bobby, let me explain to you what happened. I had a Game Pro. This is how long this was. I had a physical Game Pro subscription I would get. In it, there was a demo disc. That demo disc had things like Tony Hawk, the original Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, the first level. You could demo that. And it also had the original Dead or Alive game. And what you could do, we found out, even the demo, you could do this. You would go to mess with the characters. If you change the female character's age, you could change their age. When you push it up towards 99, the jiggle physics, like their tits would literally bounce everywhere. Oh my God. Like balloons on rubber bands in the wind.
Wow.
Like that was the thing is.
Is that what Kansas was talking about?
I don't know, but like literally, and keep in mind, the original, I remember still the original advertisements on TV. Like, what do you like about the game? Oh, you know, the graphics. Oh, the fighting. Oh, you know, the fighting combos, the fighting systems. And it turns to some guy with glasses and it's like, she kicks high and shows the girl kicking high so you can see her panties. Like, you know,
I remember the Dead or Alive Extreme commercial where the guys are playing it and they all have pillows over their crotches.
Pony, Dead or Alive.
Right.
Yeah, I think I can't remember if it's Team Ninja or Ninja Theory, but it's one of those.
It was Team Ninja.
Team Ninja.
It wasn't related to Bon Jovi then?
It was exactly related to Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Yeah, he knew it was a.
Yeah. Yeah. So they, that's kind of the point of the game. So to have these booby models doing this, it is, absolutely retarded that there's any kind of outrage involving this.
Yeah. No, that's nuts though. I think Rollo, something you said there is going to haunt me for eternity. You know what I mean?
I hope so.
You said that the broads are going to get more and more disgusting and the men are going to get more and more attractive. It's basically a short story.
That's what I actually think. Look at that freaking, what's that game called? Is it Fable? It is Fable, right? With the Fiona from Shrek.
Yeah.
I remember Fable in the old days, bro. You're telling me now she's a Shrek character? Oofta.
I know you've
showed me the picture. Yeah. We've all seen the picture. It is disgusting. And I think we talked about it last episode or maybe in private where somebody was complaining about it on Twitter and all the feminists got like outraged. It's like, oy vey,
this guy, he doesn't find his female leads to be jerk offable. Oofta.
Yeah, yeah, know? Yeah. Yeah, that was it. That was what the guy said. Like, we still want to look at things that aren't disgustingly ugly.
Yeah.
Like no one wants to look at ugly things.
Think about the Mona Lisa. Would you like to see Gollum instead? It wouldn't Gollum's be remembered.
Pretty cool. Gollum's pretty cool. Let's be fair.
As far as beauty goes, I'm making
it. He is not beautiful. I will give you that.
He's Gollum not as beautiful not, as the Mona Lisa. You have one bed and two choices, Gollum or the Moaning Lisa.
Moaning Lisa.
Yeah. What do you choose, Rollo?
Well, obviously, I'm not choosing Gollum because Gollum is also scary.
So you'd choose the Moaning Lisa?
I would, yeah, yes.
There you go.
But I think a better example for this is the Mona Lisa or Chuck Schumer.
Yeah. No, literally.
Yes. Because in all fairness, like Chuck Schumer is kind of like a scary goblin creature, but like Gollum is endearing. Like we all feel some pity. There's like a little charm for Gollum. He's a good time for everybody. Chuck Schumer is a nightmare fuel. Yeah, I'm not a fan. But like, I was thinking about this because I guess I took it for granted. I never thought something like, wow, like isn't it so cool that the chicks in Mortal Kombat 9 have such big tits and blah blah blah. Like as the game, like as years have gone by, and like girls in gaming have like gotten uglier and uglier, with the exception of like Witcher 3, which is like the only game with decent looking like character models.
Mm-hmm.
I want big titties in gaming. That's what I want from every female character. Like, unless they're black, and then I just don't want them in the game.
Yeah, I mean, we've had this discussion before about, like, think about it this way, right, Rollo? Diablo 2, right?
Yes.
You remember Diablo 2?
Keep going, yeah.
And then think about Diablo 3, and then think about Diablo 2 Resurrected.
Yeah.
And there's been a bit of a culture shift, and it's not within the people, it's within the developers themselves and the artists.
Yeah, yes.
And yes. I can speak for myself as a man with a fully lobotomized libido. I never like jerked off to the sorceress or the Amazon, but I didn't need them to look like Gollum to prevent that elsewise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, that's where I'm like, I've never been sexually attracted to a video game character, but now I'm like, give me sexually attractive video game characters. Like you're giving me like Shaniquas and Fiona from Shrek. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. I have to look at ugly things and it makes me not want to play these games, which is why I'm like, ooh, a re-release. Like for all the time that I have put into every canon Metal Gear Solid game, I haven't played Acid or Ghost Babel, even though I hear that one's pretty good. But I have played Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2, Solid, Solid 2, Solid 3, Solid 4, Solid 5. I don't know, probably like a combined total of near 2,000 hours.
Yeah.
Like I used to just annually like play all of those games before 5 came out. And they're re-releasing it. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. Even though I have them all, I will buy it again because they're slightly upscaled.
Okay. There's the thing though. Upscaled and not rescaled.
No, so well, I said specifically re-release.
Yeah,
because that's what it is. It's just a re-release. There's nothing new they're adding to the game.
Please use the word remastered when talking to me in the future and not re-released, okay? Because when I think of re-released, it's like, this is an old classic and we've made it fresh for modern audiences.
That's a remake. That's a remake. That's something different. A re-release is they took something that was already released and they're just putting it out again.
Mm-hmm. So you claim. But yes, I take your point. There's certain games. I don't know if you guys have ever played like the Mass Effect series, but the meme was
I have them. I've the trilogy. I've never played them. Yeah, I know everyone loves one and two though.
Yes, bingo. And the meme there is that Mass Effect makes my mass erect, and there was, you know, there's plenty of sequences within the thing that are like. Borderline pornographic, you know what I mean? And thank God that I didn't meet Gollum there in the seventh inning, or else I wouldn't have made it to the World Series, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Hell yeah.
Gollum's so cool. I love Gollum.
Yeah.
Oh, she was my neighbor.
Did you meet Gollum, though, in his latest game, though?
No, I hear that's where you don't want to meet him.
Oh, okay. So you differentiate.
I still love Gollum. I just don't want to go on all of his adventures.
Oh, okay. Goalpost shifting.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I didn't clarify before, and now I'm clarifying.
All right, well, be like G and clarify before you make a statement.
I was in a production of The Hobbit once, and I played Gollum.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I was obsessed with Smeagol and Gollum as a kid, and I took on all of his vernacular down there in the schoolyard, and it was quite a disaster for the kids that were not in the know. But the thing about it is that the people that are in the know think that you're the coolest kid ever. And those who aren't in the know. Because
Gollum is the coolest.
Well, yeah. Yes. And as am I. And I can transcribe it through Gollum. Yes. Yeah. And so these people who are sitting there with, you know, no knowledge, they were like, what is going on? And they'd only seen like Star Wars or something. And I was over my Yoda phase. So. It's all Smeagol now, bucko. Bye-bye. And a lot of them killed themselves because they didn't know the reference.
No, I get that. A lot of people died in the early 2000s because, you know, they didn't know Gollum and they didn't know people's references. It was a Gollum misunderstanding syndrome. Just killed a lot of young people.
It did. May they rest in piss. Because they weren't able to afford to understand Lord of the Rings as Tolkien had interpreted it.
I still do want to play that Gollum game. I'm going to wait for it inevitably to be like $5. Because you know it's going to happen.
Bro, I'm not going to lie.
It's going to be like $5. So, yeah, when that happens, I'll play it at that point.
That's the thing. It's like we can read the reviews and talk about how shitty these AAA whippersnappers are. At the end of the day, the heart wants what it wants, but it also knows what it's worth. And I do want to install and play the Gollum game, but
it will eventually see get if
they
packed.
Do a like. I don't know if they. I heard that 2070 Cyberpunk had a big patch or something. I don't know if it was good or bad.
I'll let you know when I hear about it. I've seen that's come out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not as hype as I was. Remember, I pre-ordered Cyberpunk. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait until this. I put it on a wish list, and I'm going to wait till it's, you know, at least, like, you know, close to half off or something like that before I go for it. Because it's like, I want to say it's like $30 DLC and all that. And it's like, you want me to pay another $30 for the shit you should have had in the game originally, you know? Like,
yes. And my point is that let's say that Gollum becomes a magnificent game in a year or two, if they patch it, Or if they take the Jerusalem DLC approach, then I'll be less wholehearted. But if it's on an extreme sale, then I might just bite the bullet. Because,
yeah,
it's fucking Gollum, dude. What a charismatic character. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, the concept is nice enough. And if it gets to, like, less than a cup of coffee, then, yeah, I'll probably grab it just out of curiosity.
It will 100% be patched. That doesn't mean that when it's patched, it will be good, but it will be better than it is now.
Yeah.
And it will inevitably be like $5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what it'll be is, like we were talking about in game development, it'll be the heads of the, let's say, five families, because that's what's classy to say, that they come together and say that, you know, you guys in the animations and the graphics and the maps department have to meet with the software engineers to show us which handholds are handy and which aren't. And then we can make people not slip and slide up a hill to reach another part of the arena. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And maybe they'll have, like, I always wonder, like, how much of their budget went to testing the game, because I talked to people who have been game testers, and
do they pay game testers nothing?
Yeah, no, but I asked, like, what was your favorite part about that? Like, dude, my job for that, I don't get paid shit, but my job is to break the game. Like, just try and do stupid shit. Like, I'm going to make the character, you know, do the little gun kata dodge roll into this corner five times in a row and see if some shit happens, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Is like, you just play it and do stupid shit to try, like, can I, you know, like, what people nowadays do for, like, challenge runs and to try to exploit the game. It used to be that they would have people that their job was, I mean, like, here is my game. Please try and break it. And tell me when you do break it so I can fix it. Rather than this shit coming out, because so many of these exploits and stupid shit, people aren't actively trying to do it. They just happen to come across it. Like, that's not something that should happen in a polished product.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, but a lot of that stuff, like, how do you plan for a lot of that weird crap?
I'll tell you how you plan for it. You get actual gamers who are part of, like, let's say you get 20,000 people. And instead of making them pay for some pre-access thing, you just say, hey, you guys get to play this shit for free, but please report any and all bugs you guys find. Because gamers are the most creative people on earth, and they will find a hack. They will find an exploit. They will find any kind of George Floydian slip, you know.
No, I get that. I get that. But this is what I'm getting at. The gamers do that. The people that the QA testers, they're not that. Those are the dorks that are like, you get paid to play video games, but then they see what it's like. They're like, oh, yeah. You're not really getting paid to play video games. This is just a huge waste of everyone's time.
Yeah.
And
they're just mentally retarded.
Yes. In so many words, yes. Uh-huh. But stay with me. The gamers themselves, they're the ones doing crazy things, like trying to exploit the game, where the testers, like, I don't know what I do. Like, I'm just like running around, like shooting. Okay. I didn't find anything doing this. Like, they're just phoning it in, because there's no, like, okay, now what? Like, you don't know what you're really doing, where gamers like, the recent Resident Evil, there was an exploit when speedrunning. Like, if you keep looking down the scope of a rifle at a certain point, like, you just keep, like, clicking zoom, so you're just kind of zooming in and out and in and out. If you do that you keep doing that until a cutscene starts, you just skip an entire boss fight.
Wow.
That's one of those things. Like, no tester is going to figure that out.
Yeah, no, that's not going to be found out. But it's something like, if you jump through this corner here, you get under the map and can completely bypass the boss. It's like, make sure your exteriors are good and correct. Or one I remember actually was okay, Dark Souls 2. You go down to the Shrine of Amana. Originally, it was just a straight shot down, and one of the art designers was freaking out because they did like this whole like big, pretty, like flowery display off to a side. But they noticed that the testers were just going forward, never actually looked at the asset at all. So they like flipped out and said, look, you have to remake this level and restructure it. So they're forced to walk forward and see this because so much effort was put in on this. This is like a set piece of this environment that you're not actually forced to look at.
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one of the things I hate the most about modern video games is when like the animation squad, like I talked about with Diablo 4, or the art department wants you to look at something which you don't really care too much about. And as far as like the whole testing thing goes, the Halo Master Chief Collection was released on PC computer.
Wasn't that a nightmare too? Wasn't that?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you the exact bug. If you had a shotgun and you pointed it directly at the ground. Oh,
you pointed it at the ground. It just like murdered everything in front of you.
People thought you were hacking. And do you know why? Because it was an instant headshot at point blank range on anybody that was close to you. And it would go to the closest person. And so, a lot of these guys who were like running like, I don't know, like YouTuber hacking channels and stuff like that. All they do was point at the ground, boom, 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 and clear out the entire lobby. People are like, you're hacking. No, I'm just using a component of the game that you guys aren't aware of,
I gotta wonder, how does that even happen where the game registers the ground as everybody else's head?
It's called a zero-degree exploit instead of a zero-day exploit. It's a zero-degrees exploit. I don't know, dude. Like, it's... why come nobody ever thought that you could point at the ground and shoot? And it's like the shotgun is an insta-kill, right? If you're close enough in Halo. And they didn't shoot even like a pistol at the ground and see if it damaged anybody. It's just a
real
big
shooty, wouldn't you say, Bobby?
Yeah, yeah. It's a real schnooty shooty. Yeah. It's a big problem. So yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go on that 1488 degree hack of making white babies.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Bobby, anything more you're going to play this week?
Probably. You mentioned Payday twice.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about that you mentioned it twice, but like the second iteration of the thing. I have it downloaded, so we got to hit it up sometime. All right.
Absolutely. We're going to hit it up tonight, even.
Yeah.
You're going to hit up the candy bar?
The entire bank of candy bars.
Yeah. So I went through the tutorial, and I'd love to play with my friends here in the chat. And we're going to do it big. Like there's no bank that is unpenetrable. Is that the word?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. Impenetrable. And what?
Impenetrable.
No. Unpenetrable. Like.
Oh, you're right. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Sorry. You had a little bit of a stutter there and you made up a word. It happens to me sometimes.
It's a diabetic slur that I have.
Hell yeah. And that's kind of my long shot for the week. I mean, by the time this comes out, the 4th of July will be finished, but there's definitely gonna be some Moldovan, not cocktails, but what's the other word for a drink?
You know, Bobby, do you wanna hear something funny?
Yes.
I completely forgot what you just said, or what I just said that you laughed at. I have no idea what I just said.
Okay. This is what we call teenage amnesia plus old timers. But I know the feeling. I've said some funny stuff where people laugh and I'm like, who are you laughing at, me? And they're like, no, what you said. So I understand. Yeah, so that's my whole spiel. We're gonna play Ruckus some Payday Dos in the coming
payday
days.
Loans.
Yes, we're gonna play loans? Pay off our payday loans at 80% interest, and it's gonna be hot stuff.
Nice.
Oh, I remember now. I said diabetic slur.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like these days I've been forgetting things. What's that? What's that forgetting disease?
Dementia. Alzheimer's. Yeah, Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. That's that memory forgetting disease. Why did you bring that up?
We're getting a little old. I wanted to let you know about it.
Yeah, he's forgetting the question he asked is kind of the shot here. So we got.
So when does this show start?
Oh,
In about 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah, cool. It started 8 hours ago.
But before we do that, Rollo, what games are you gonna be playing this week?
I don't know. I think I'm probably gonna be painting this week. If I have time, I'm gonna be playing Donkey Kong Country 2 because the last my newest part of my playthrough is up. And I got to tell you, I spent about 40 minutes on one level. It was the hardest level I have played in years, harder than almost anything I've done as gaming wise as an adult.
Where can people find? Are you recording the playthroughs, or are you just doing it for your own satisfaction?
I'm recording the playthroughs,
and then just touch me until I get my satisfaction.
I love the Rolling Stones.
Okay. I thought it was a punk that was a little dumb in the head, but yeah. They can find that on the interweb, ?
They can find that on the old whatchamacallit, the Odyssey, Rollo Plays Games.
I love the Odysseus.
Yeah. Find it on Odysseus, Rollo Plays Games with Odysseus.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bobby, I'm definitely gonna join you up on that that payday too. We're gonna pay off our loans.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, while Rollo plays House Painting Simulator.
Yeah,
it's a good game. I'll play Surgeon Simulator.
Yeah, well, I mean, just be careful that House Painting Simulator. They make you pay extra for the glossy paints.
Well, yeah, it's a simulator for painting your house. Why would the glossy be less?
Well, hold on a second, Rollo. Let me burst your bubble there real quick. I've seen The Irishman. Somebody who paints houses is a code man for a button man, which is code word for a man who carries out hits for the mafia.
Go on.
That's it.
Oh. We were trying to not give that away, Bobby.
Yeah, okay. Oh, shit. All right, cut that.
Don't worry. I'll cut that all out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Cutting that all out. Get him responsibly. Make my babies. This is a threat.